and an L. What do you call it where the two come together?
Well, that there used to be an L to this house and went and it always leaked all down on each side of the gutters where it's fastened together. And they tore it, Daddy and his daddy tore it down and made that side room hit there a little leak.
Okay. And what would you call a little building that's used for storing wood?
Woodshed.
Okay. And before you had outdoor toilets, what did you call that?
We used to call it this toilet.
Okay. What about some other words, maybe sort of joking words? Can you think of anything else that you want to call it?
Well, you know, they've got a record. Have you ever heard that record about the little brown house?
Oh.
They said that all the people that had in the little brown house was a sure old buck cat dog. And when he went to visit that little brown house, while he sat there and looked at the sure old buck cat dog, oh, you better buy that. There's nothing ugly about it, you know, but nobody's told about it. Yeah. They called it little brown house.
Do you ever call it outhouse or privy or?
Yeah, I've heard people call it privy.
Okay. Someone told me that was a government word. When government.
Yeah, when they took over, you know, they had ever used to you know, they didn't sign it to fix it nice, you know.
Yeah.
And then the government took over and they made you dig a pit, you know, and then set this house on it, you know, and fix it all around so the flies and things couldn't get in.
Yeah. And they're the ones who call it privy.
Yeah, the old people, a long time ago, you know, when they never did have many.
Yeah. Okay.
They just went to the woods.
Yeah.
And they wasn't, you know, the houses wasn't close like they are now,
yeah.
You know, half out mile or more apart.
Okay, and the big building where, behind the house, where you store hay and
barn.
Okay. And where would you keep corn?
In the crib.
Okay. And where do you keep grain?
Well, you're supposed to have a grain built in front of your grain,
you know,
and have bins, partitioned off, you know, they call them bins, you know.
Yeah.
There'd be a wheat bin, corn bin, and the rye bin, the oat bin, all that.
Yeah.
Okay. My uncle down there used to have all that. He had a real farm.
And the upper part of the barn?
Called the loft.
Okay.
That's where the hay was put.
If you had too much hay to put in the loft, how
would... Well, you just, stacked it out in the field. Put up a big long pole and then hauled the hay and stacked it to it. Now then they've got to stacking it out in the field and putting plastic over it, you know. But they used to, people didn't have nothing like that.
What did you call that?
It's called a haystack.
Okay.
Don't touch that little boy, get back.
Okay.
Well, you better not.
There's
all your teeth out. Get up.
When you first cut hay, what do you do with it?
Well, you let it lay there soon and take the rake and rake it up. You know, roll it and rake it in rolls and then come along with a bale. They used to, they didn't have no pictures there.
Yeah.
Now's your mama coming.
When you tie it up together, the little piles of hay that you have raked up, did you call those anything?
Bales of hay.
Okay. And where do you keep the cow?
In the barn.
Okay, is there a...
No, we got no box.
Is there a special shelter for them?
Yeah,
that when it's raining for them to get under?
Yeah. Well, the night. That's my grandson, Barney L.
And where did you keep horses?
In a barn, too. That's my granddaughter.